Hello everyone, this is Ishe George with Hudson Mohawk Magazine. On Monday the 13th, part one of this three-part introductory series on PTSS was aired. We spoke a little about the idea of post-traumatic slavery syndrome, or PTSS, that has been introduced by Dr. Joy DeGruy and how it has had an impact on Black lives. Today, we'll be focusing on Dr. Robinson's personal story of the first time she'd seen blackface abroad, as well as ways in which she believes people can heal from PTSS.
The most scary in your face kind of situation was when I went to the London program. So I was in 200 students that got accepted to study abroad at Ithaca College in the London Center program. I was the one Black person of color who went. So that's an experience in itself. Just going in the 80s, we grew up understanding, and I'm not saying this like they don't have this now generation, but we understood, we got to the point of waiting for the racism. So it's kind of like, okay, it's going to happen. We just need to wait, see how, you know. So just trying to get into England, and I remember coming with the other, how many students that were coming off the plane, and they were all white, and they're checking your passport. And everybody goes through, oh, student stamp. And I walk up and it's like, well, who are you? I'm like, I'm a student. Student what? I'm a student at Ithaca College with the rest of the students that came just before. And the person's like, well, let me look at your passport. Let me look whatever. Really? We're not sure. You don't look like those other students that came in. And finally I did get, and my one of my friends that was waiting, she's waiting like, well, Jill, what's the problem? You know, I'm on the other side. What's going on? I'm like, we're starting from racism again. You wouldn't understand this. I got to wait. They're going to look at me to say, why are you coming in here? And I got the same Ithaca College stuff on that you have on. But, you know, par for course. So they let me in. But the scariest part of being in England, and it was great, it was a good experience. It really was, studying abroad and the London Center and all of that that comes with it, living on your own, living in England, all of that. Priceless. But I was walking home one day and I was in the tube and I saw these two people, images. And when you're walking through an underpass, you know, there's no way, there's only two ways, one way in and one way out. You know, you either walk, keep going, or you turn around and walk back. But once you're in the middle, you're there. And as I kept walking and these other two images are walking towards me, I saw it was two white men. One of them had blackface on. And so if you know what blackface is, it was the covering of, you know, all black makeup and the white face. So it's a caricature of black people, negative during the Sambo and all that whole image back during Jim Crow and beyond that. So naturally there's two things that most black people grow up understanding and being fearful of, and that's a Confederate flag and blackface. And I had never seen that. I've never seen it in person in America, you know, at all growing up. So there was this to me was like visceral. This was like, you're going to walk, and I don't know, you could have a Klan, you know, cross getting ready to burn us, and I'm in there and it's just me and there's no one else, and you're, like I said, you're in the middle of the underpath. So as I'm getting closer, I really see these two white men, and I'm a young 21 year old black girl, young lady, and I'm thinking, this is not good. And they're telling me before I get to you what, you know, all the things you can think of that means, you know, this is not a good situation. And all I can think of was, do I keep walking? Because if I turn and I run, then that to me suggests that I'm fearful, and that puts a whole nother spin on it, and they're going to come chase me, and I'm too far away from the opening to get back there, and I'm too far away from the ending. I couldn't see the light at the end of the tunnel for real. So I don't know how long it's going to be to get past them, but so what do I do? And I put my Bronx face on, And I said, I'm just going to keep walking. I'm always thinking about the effects of historical trauma and how that plays out. But also, you know, the term of post-traumatic slave syndrome in a lot of ways, because of coming out of bondage from physical bondage, but the term bondage meaning enslaving of the mind, you know, the classical conditioning of slavery, and then how that transposes itself into mental limitations that people deal with, African Americans deal with, self-image, and then compounded by institutionalized racism and all of those things that come from, you know, high incarceration rates, not being able to understand the community that you're in. That whole, oh my goodness, that whole slave mentality and that whole slavery intention of, you know, kind of the massa and the slave. So it's you know, the institutionalized part is relevant, you see it, but sometimes it's not, when it's not talked about, it's hard to understand it. And I think that's the counseling piece. We don't necessarily, we're trying to survive something doesn't mean you have the opportunity, usually doesn't mean that you don't have the opportunity to think about it, stop, assess it, heal, and then be able to change some things and move on. And with PTSS, I think the underlying premise is, clinically speaking, we've not had the opportunity to reflect, and then holistically, you know, the individual, reflect and then understand or appreciate the dynamics of what has occurred and how it can have a impact on us, you know, and on the individual. It's hard to do that individually. And how do we know that? Because we see the high rises of stress and induced illnesses, from diabetes to heart attacks to, strokes. So it's something internally you have to deal with, but then it's something that systematically you have to deal with. And that's a big, and first you have to acknowledge it.
Make sure you all stay tuned for the final part of this PTSS introductory segment to hear Dr. Nunn's personal story on her recollection of being publicly called the N-word as a young child and how to heal and navigate through PTSS. This is Ishe George.
You all have a wonderful night.